This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I got off the riverboat in New Orleans in the spring of 82. I walked into a gambling house, as gamblers often do. I had myself a drink, and I joined in a poker game. The dealer was a woman, so I asked her for her name.
All right, one more caller.
She smiled at me.
Chris in Michigan, and then we're going to hand the baton over to Jason Jones. And then we got Warren coming up after that. But man, what an incredible time. I mean, the next 158 days is just so insane. And beyond that, we're going to look back on this as easy times. This is biblical, what's going down. Trish in Michigan, thanks for holding it on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Thank you for calling.
Okay, great. Hey, first of all, let's do a proper greeting like Paul the Apostle would. Grace and peace be unto you and all the callers and listeners out there worldwide. I called you back on April 22nd, and I'm the lady who works at the warehouse and was telling you about the food coming in and out.
Oh, yeah. You're having problems getting it out, yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, it's the Meyer warehouse that I work to, and everybody knows I support the show. I wear all kinds of different shirts everywhere I go, and I do, of course, have the InfoWars mask that I wear under my nose, but I make sure if I have to wear one somewhere, it's an InfoWars mask, and
beautiful.
They require us to wear them at work. And the day they initiated it, I said, okay, well, when you guys are going to start forcing the shot, that's when I guess I'm not going to be working. And I didn't get it, and I just quietly said I talked to my supervisor after that shortly. I said, you know, I talked to him on the side, let him know different things. So everybody knows I support the show there, along with my son, Tate, that works there. I have all of your shirts. I buy all kinds of the product. I'm plugging a little bit for you.
Well, you're incredible. The only reason we're on air is because of you, so thank you.
Oh, and I'm glad you're on there doing what you do, Alex, and everybody that's on there. And my heart goes out to April. You probably don't remember. Maybe you do. My dad passed away in February.
No, you called. 29th. I remember you talked about it in Michigan.
Yeah. Well, he had dementia. And he was not in the third stage. He was like in the middle stage, and it took. I was always daddy's girl because I was always the one who helped him change his semi tires. Hold on a second. Anyway. I did everything I could to keep him out of there because I wanted to always do what I could for him. And I finally put him in there because it was a bit much for me. I was working two jobs. And
I know. Taking care of old folks is hard.
But I figured he would be safer in there. And things seemed to be okay. He was ill 1 week. And I was just being precautionary like everybody else. But, you know, with listening to the show like I do for long-time listeners, second-time caller, I believe that's what happened with my dad, and because they called me, said, oh, you know, he's not going to be around very long. You know, they wanted to know if I wanted a hospice. It was like a shock to me. I'm like, no. I mean, the symptoms he was having was he was having a hard time breathing, and of course he had pre-existing conditions, which, you know, I know now that that's probably what happened with everything that's getting exposed, and I know that eventually what we all do comes around, goes around, and we're all going to get old someday, just like seeing that gentleman beating that other gentleman at the other home was heartening, too. But, if you really do come to Michigan, please get in touch with me. I'll make sure I can gather everybody I know to be there to support you.
Well, I mean, I don't want to just shoot my mouth. I'm really mad at the governors of California, Michigan, Pennsylvania, New York. They sent those people to die. They know exactly what they did, cold-bloodedly, to boost their numbers of COVID. And I know they're evil, but to see them actually do it, because they kill kids and they kill unborn babies. But, man, like watching them do it on purpose to old people, it's something like, it doesn't make me hate them. It makes me feel ashamed that I can't stop them. And I'll be honest, right. I'm losing sleep about it. I mean, I don't have violent feelings. I just feel like that. We're joining their crime at this point if we don't stand up. So, you know, that's where this is all headed.
Well, our strength.
No.
I'm sorry, I was cutting you off.
No.
Our
listen.
Strength is knowing who we are in Christ. I listen to Joyce Myers a lot for encouragement, and she preaches about Christ-centeredness, and it's like I do get encouraged by that. But
I totally agree. I'm out of time. Jason Jones is taking over. I love you, and I appreciate you. All right, I'm going to let him take over. But, I mean, folks, don't. It's going to get so obvious now. There's going to get more and more evil by the minute. Just get ready. We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse, and now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States, and it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it, but with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
Jones, host of the Jason Jones Show, and it is a privilege to be coming to you from the west side of Oahu on the most important broadcast in the world. You know what Alex said is true. These are biblical times, and you hear that woman in the last hour's tragic story about losing her mother. How many thousands and thousands of New Yorkers know how she feels just in the past couple of months because of the mistakes made by Governor Cuomo. And Alex was also right when he said the next 18 months is when the real work begins. Now as we begin to reopen our states, the government can handcuff you like they handcuffed me and throw you in the back of a police car to close your business. But they cannot arrest you to make your business grow, to make your business resurrect, to make your business a success, to make our communities a success. That's something all of us are going to have to do. And they are calling this the new normal. I wrote a book called The Race to Save Our Century with five principles of a healthy culture, a healthy civilization, a healthy nation state. Number one is you respect the inviolable dignity of the human person. Well, what we saw in Minneapolis this week shows an absolute disrespect for the dignity of the human person. What we've seen in New York City with Governor Cuomo sending people with COVID into old folks' homes shows an absolute disrespect for the inviolable dignity of the human person. What we're seeing with business owners being arrested and thrown into jail because they want to cut hair denies the intrinsic dignity of the human person. Number two in a just society is acknowledging a transcendent moral order. As the Reverend Martin Luther King always used to say, a just law is a man-made law that corresponds to God's will. We no longer even have elected officials that want to conform their will to the Constitution, let alone thinking about what's above the Constitution. Governor Cuomo said, I'm taking red hospitals in rural communities. I'm taking your ventilators. I don't care if it's unconstitutional. Sue me. So that's number two, acknowledging a law above the laws of man and acknowledging the Constitution. That's number two. Number three is subsidiarity. This one is key. A healthy society, those institutions that are non-governmental and closest to you have the most influence in your life, your family, your church, your neighbors. Distant, unelected bureaucracies like the CDC and the World Health Organization should have zero influence in your life. We've seen that turned upside down. See, in the new normal, your dignity is not respected. In the new normal, a law above the laws of man is not acknowledged. And the new normal, distant, unelected bureaucracies is what controls your life. And intermediary institutions, if they're allowed to exist at all, is to be functionaries of these distant, unelected bureaucracies. Number four is your right to private property is the foundation of a just social order. We see now that your private property, and we're going to talk to Stephen Harriet about this, your business, your liberty, and how you make your livelihood is not being respected. And number five is solidarity, that we share the burdens of the vulnerable. that we don't scapegoat or attack the vulnerable, which is what we're seeing today. So those five principles of a healthy society have been turned upside down. Stephen Harriet is my first guest. He is a writer, one of my favorite writers, but he's also one of the leaders of the Reopen Wisconsin movement. Stephen, welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
So you've been one of the leaders of the Reopen movement nationally. What's happening in Wisconsin now?
So in Wisconsin, we're learning, here's a hard lesson. The Supreme Court case about 2 weeks ago, a Supreme Court case in Wisconsin shut down the governor's statewide lockdown order, right? But what that did is that it brought it down to the county level. Now, I live in Dane County, the county in which the capital is, and it is the most progressive, the most new normal of all of the counties in the state, probably. And it's amazing how, you know what, the law is overrated in a way. You can't, you know, Gavin McInnes has a bit on this where he says, you know, come to my house in an undisclosed location in New York City after I've been banned from every major social media platform and I'm not sure I'll be on YouTube for much longer. Come to my house and tell me that I have a constitutional right to free speech and I'll laugh bitterly, essentially. It doesn't actually count for much if in this new normal, as you call it, in this setting where our culture and the people, our neighbors even, are enforcing a new normal that, as you mentioned, calls down higher authorities against us, right? Because we may have a constitutional right. We may have constitutional rights, those delineated in the First Amendment. But if everyone in the culture is hostile to it, doesn't end up counting for much, does it? So we have a huge responsibility to affect our neighbors, to spread the word about not being vindictive, not being people who call the cops and become contact tracers against their own neighbors.
So in Wisconsin, the Supreme Court said you can open up, but are you saying that they're not opening up in your county?
Well, no. It devolves down to the local level, and counties still have the... they've taken upon themselves the right to really, really aggressively regulate what we're doing. Playgrounds are closed down. People are still not going back to work. On the night, actually, of the repeal of the stay-at-home order on a national and on the state level, immediately tons of bars opened and people piled into them to celebrate. And I thought that was neat, actually. But there was such an outcry afterwards, especially in Dane County in Wisconsin, that it became like you were an absolute animal and a total savage if you were one of these people, and shame on you, and don't show your face at church anymore.
So the those of us who are really committed to liberty is shrinking in our country. I think that's something that shocked me, with that there are a lot of folks that are perfectly fine that snitching on their neighbors. They think this is acceptable.
Yeah, no, that is a big cultural shift, but I don't lose hope, because you know what? Like, I think every generation is born with the principles you just outlined. Those five principles are intuitable, they're knowable. The Bible even says they're written on our hearts because they're based in what's called the natural law. So you can talk to any person, and you can educate them, not in a preachy way, but the word educate actually means to draw out of. It doesn't mean to instill in. Right. So you can talk to your neighbors and you can help them to see what they already know in their gut, that this vindictive, punitive culture that we're seeing form up, especially among young people, is not going to work out well for anyone in the long run.
Well, and I think with this Generation Z, you see a rebellion more than any generation against the shutdown. And they're the ones that have the most to lose. They're the ones that are being told the new normal, less free, less prosperous, less healthy, less secure, is going to be the rest of your life. And
Amen.
I believe,
yeah.
And I hope that they're understanding that they're going to be robbed of this unless they fight back.
That's right. And they need to be told and encouraged. I think what they need to be told is, hey, you're not wrong to feel like there's something very wrong going on here. You're not wrong to feel uncomfortable with the fact that you're being surveilled by a little piece of machinery in your pocket, that you have zero privacy, that at any moment somebody could really call the police or something, or the mob. It doesn't matter whether it's the police or the mob. the two are both a form of government in a way. When somebody sees me not wearing a mask in the grocery store and they post it on social media, that might actually result in the end of my career, right? It could really punish me just as severely as any cop could. So that's something we need to take responsibility for. And the culture is just as important, is what I'm getting at, as our form of government.
Well, we had here in Honolulu our mayor, Kirk Caldwell, when he was asked, how are you going to enforce the mask rule and the social distancing rule? Are you going to have the police do it? He said in a press conference, I'm counting on mob justice. Counting on mob justice. When you have a mayor who has the police, people with guns at his disposal, inciting mob violence, this is like Duterte in the Philippines, where they're shooting people who leave their house.
That's right. And, you know, one of the things that we can do, yeah, but we can also take responsibility and realize, you know what, there's an alternative to mob violence and something we can do. The biggest thing I recommend is business owners who have suffered because of the lockdowns should be suing the authorities who are responsible for what they lost for damages.
I want you to talk about suing them right after the break.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
With more more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Jones, your guest host, and with me is Stephen Harriet. Stephen, before we get to your strategy to reopen Wisconsin and make sure that our state governments are fearful before they do anything like this again, I want to put it in perspective. A couple of weeks ago, I was handcuffed and thrown into a police car because I was at a reopen Hawaii event. In Brazil, we now know the police are cracking down and arresting people and journalists who are supporting the president and his policies to keep Brazil open. We've seen people in Wisconsin, people in Hong Kong, people in Chinese-occupied East Turkestan. We're going to be talking about those later in the show. Every corner of the globe, people are suffering because of the commands of distant, unelected bureaucracies. But if you're in Hong Kong, you can't fight back. If you're in the Kibera slums, you can't fight back. If you're a journalist in Brazil, it's going to be pretty hard to fight back. But if you're a small business owner in Honolulu or Wisconsin, we have the ability to fight back. And because we can fight back, we must, right? This is something we have to do. We need to be that city on a hill. So, Stephen, what is it that you're suggesting is the next step for small businesses in this battle to reopen our states?
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with what you're saying. The thing that you can do, one thing you can do very easily, surprisingly easily, you might not know this, is you can find the local officials responsible for the closure of your business and your losses since that closure during the lockdown, and you can sue them. So what you do is you sue your local officials responsible for the lockdown for damages in the probably significant amount of money that you estimate you lost as a result of the shutdown on constitutional grounds, so with reference particularly to the rights enumerated in the First Amendment. Now, that, you gotta remember, the Constitution is a legal document, right? So this will be a real pushback, a really substantial pushback, in my opinion, against the officials responsible for this. And the important thing about it is you're sending a message to them, and it's gonna also dissipate throughout the culture that don't you ever try this again. Now, big important point. You don't have to win. I'm not saying win your money back, right? You might just be out of luck there. I'm saying file. So imagine if 75 businesses, right, each of which it took the owners to build up, took the owners some 10, 15, 20 years to build up, they could easily be suing. I mean, they sunk how many millions of dollars into that out of their own pocket over the years? They could easily each be suing for $5 to $10 million, right? Probably more. So if you imagine 75 businesses in a small county suddenly filing suit, and this would go onto the same desk, and this one official or these few officials are going to look at those documents and they're going to back the heck down. It's going to scare them because they realize, oh, these people are serious.
And they're not going to try this again. And I mean, I think never again. When I was a boy, I grew up in a rough neighborhood. And in the third grade, I realized if anyone called me a name, tried to pick on me, I fought them every time. Didn't mean I had to win. Like you said, you didn't have to win. But people learned one joke at this kid's expense, you're in a fight. People don't want to get in fights all day. So then they leave you alone. And I know here in Honolulu, we're gathering businesses. We are suing. I'm suing already the mayor, the governor, the chief of police, and the attorney general. And if all of us do this, if your business has been impacted, you have to fight back. And later on in the show, we're having a gentleman from Chinese-occupied East Turkestan to talk about what's happening in Hong Kong and what's happening in East Turkestan. We're going to have a friend of mine who's a filmmaker from Brazil talking about the crackdown and the persecution of journalists that are trying to communicate the truth against this global homogenous world states dictates in Brazil, they have a harder time fighting back. You know, when I was being handcuffed, people joked that I was smiling, and as I was being put in the car, I said to my wife, "Do you have the car keys?" Well, I knew that I was safe. Unlike that poor man in Minneapolis, I knew that in broad daylight with all these cameras around, I was going to be okay. Although the two people they arrested with me, they kept in the car till they had heat stroke, which was a bit disconcerting. But I knew relatively, I was relatively safe. I had nothing to worry about. When you're a small business owner, the inconvenience of this lawsuit is such a small thing. But we are privileged with the ability to fight back, so we must fight back.
That's right. Now, I think a big element here is that people have a misunderstanding of what fear is. Fear has a purpose, right? It's one of our passions. It's something given to us by God, built into our nature. And it should be governed by the virtue of prudence, right? You fear the. It's not that you shouldn't have any fear. It's that you should fear the right things, right? So, for example, you're so fearful of hell that you are willing to die rather than sin gravely or something like that. Well, similarly, we should be more afraid of the consequences of these lockdowns going unanswered and uncomplained against. We should be far more afraid of that and the effect it'll have on the posterity of our country and the future of our country than we are of getting arrested. Getting arrested is not nearly as fearful as consigning all future generations into a merciless slave state. So get your priorities straight. Yes, you should fear, but you should fear the right things.
Yeah, fear being ignoble. You know, I tell my children that the future is concentration camps. I want nothing but a world of concentration camps. I would prefer my posterity be in them than guarding them. We have to be noble. But it's up to us to make sure we don't have the slave camp future like they have in Chinese-occupied East Turkestan today, like it's being put in place in Hong Kong as we speak. And we shouldn't take this for granted. Stephen, how many more? Are you still doing events in the reopen events?
We're looking at putting together a second wave, right? Okay. Because we tested the lockdown. The lockdown was rescinded. And, there's much more to be done for sure. And Kirsten Lombard is a local activist here. I've been learning a lot from her. She's local here, and she's just been terrific. I'm more her disciple. I'm her apprentice and following her lead in a lot of ways, and she's terrific. She's a libertarian activist here.
Are you signaling to your local sheriff to arrest her, not you? Is that that was?
That's what I'm getting at. Because you know what? I've got things to do. And
I understand. The gyms are opening up again. So, Stephen, you know, as we are fighting to reopen our businesses here at home, we're seeing a crackdown in Hong Kong. And what's also disconcerting is how the media is covering Hong Kong and East Turkestan as if it's sort of ancillary, if it's not a big deal, or if it's just have you noticed the strange coverage of what's happening in Hong Kong?
I've noticed a lot of strange coverage that's, there's a total lack of balance in the coverage of everything, right? In other words, there's no consistency. There's no single principle that they can apply to each situation. Every single situation is just an opportunity to take advantage of it and use it to promote an agenda.
It's a bash Trump. I was watching CNN yesterday, which is something I normally don't do, and I recommend doing it maybe once a month just to remind yourself. I was watching Don Lemon to remind yourself that this is not media. This is not news. This is pure propaganda. And like you said, everything is taken as an opportunity to propagandize and advance an agenda that they never are interested in getting at the truth.
Well, and God help the victim. I mean, the poor man in Minneapolis who died was a security guard, upstanding citizen, totally ordinary guy. And look what he's being used for. Just abominable.
It's tragic. Well, coming up after this break, we're going to have Arslan Hudaya, who's from Chinese-occupied East Turkestan, to tell us the truth about what's happening now in China and their occupied territories.
Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale. And then five items that weren't on sale, we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Aid, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. BioTrue Selenium, 60% off. Chill Force, it's incredible. 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items and take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Jones Show, Hour 4. I am your guest host, Jason Jones, broadcasting from the west side of Oahu. I am also the host of the Jason Jones Show, and thanks to the InfoWar audience, in the past couple of weeks, we've cracked the top 100 podcasts on Chartable. So go on over, subscribe, give us 5 stars, and write a review. I really appreciate you guys coming to the show and helping us grow. And one of the things we do on the show is cover those stories that the mainstream media fails to cover. And for years now, I've been writing about and covering in detail the plight of the Uyghur in Chinese-occupied East Turkestan. And I want to commend our Congress because they've run ahead of the media and they put on the president's desk a bill, the Uyghur Human Rights Bill. And Arslan Hudaya is from the other side of the world, is joining us on InfoWars to give us an up-to-date report on what's happening with the Uyghur during the shutdown? What is this bill going to mean? And we know the president's going to sign it. He's been a leading advocate for the Uyghur. And Arslan, what's strange is it's the media usually leads a campaign and then the politicians follow behind. But when it's come to the Uyghur, Congress is ahead of the mainstream media. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Jason. Well, as you said, Congress has really stepped up. They've realized that this is not just for show, that the media hasn't been covering this, as you've mentioned. And like the Alex Jones show, like your show, has been covering this. It's really, to an extent, sickening that it's not getting the attention that it deserves. So this legislation that you're talking about will constantly update U.S. policy towards China to address the human rights happening in Chinese-occupied Turkestan. It will direct President Trump or whoever is president, regardless of whether they're right or left, when it does come to pass, and it will make the president impose visa bans and financial sanctions on those Chinese officials who are directly responsible for the atrocities against the Uyghurs under the provisions of the Global Magnitsky Act. This is a great move, yeah.
Well, Arslan, many people aren't even aware of what's happening in Chinese-occupied East Turkestan because our media fails to cover it. What are those atrocities that Congress has been responding to?
Well, very shortly, very quickly, it's the worst human rights violation happened to an ethno-religious group since World War II, since the Holocaust. So I've gone out on social media and said, I've called this the Uyghur Holocaust, and that's how we should be treating it. There are upwards of 1,000 camps, perhaps even more, and in these camps, according to one detainee who stayed there for 3 months, she witnessed 9 people die in a 3-month period. And according to the U.S. State Department, somewhere around 2 to 3 million people in these camps. So we can only imagine the number of deaths. It's not simply a cultural genocide like everyone's saying. There's a physical genocide that is happening, and people are being slaughtered en masse. But because China is such a sophisticated, economically powered, with their AI surveillance state, they are able to keep these things under wraps, not letting journalists in, not letting foreign investigators in. So, and people need to wake up to this because eventually it will reach their doorsteps. And in a way, it has with the virus. We can just see the way that the CCP has controlled the narrative of the Chinese virus and the amount of people that have died in the United States. It surpassed 100,000. So in a way, people need to wake up to the CCP, the common enemy of all of us, regardless whether you're on the left or on the right.
People all over the world are locked in their homes because of the dishonesty of the CCP. What they started in East Turkestan, they're continuing to do it now in Hong Kong. We should look to see more aggression against Taiwan. And, you know, they came for the Uyghur first. That's what they're going to say 100 years from now. And we said nothing. Now that we see Congress stepping up, does this give you hope?
I do. I hope others do follow the world and these countries that claim to champion human rights do follow in the footsteps of President Donald Trump, regardless of any sort of personal thing that some of these countries that may have him, he is doing the right thing, or the Republicans are doing the right thing in this manner, and people need to step up. And you can talk all day about protecting the people and speaking for the voiceless, but if you're not actually doing it, then it's all lip service.
Yeah, no, it's really strange now how we're all connected, how we in the United States have taken our liberty for granted. But Arslan, this might sound strange to you, but when I was at the Reopen Hawaii event in my state, it was more for the people of Hong Kong, more for the people of East Turkestan, more for the people in the Horn of Africa, because they're the ones that are really suffering from this WHO CCP global shutdown. And now that we see Congress moving in the midst of this, it's very hopeful. I know the president has signaled he's going to sign it. Do you know what day that you expect him to sign it?
No, I'm not sure exactly what day he'll actually end up signing it, but according to U.S. law, as long as he doesn't veto it, this law should automatically come into play in the next 10 days. So okay. We are hopeful that he won't veto it because it's been pretty much almost unanimous, both in the Senate and in the House of Representatives. So it's a matter of actually, I look forward to the future where this is actually put into and implemented, put into place and implemented.
Well, he signaled in a press conference 2 days ago that he had a surprise for the Uyghur, and he said they're going to be very, 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 very happy. So that makes me think he's going to want to sign it and speak on it. I know Pompeo made a very brave speech several months ago where he called on China to close the camps. Ambassador Brownback, the president's ambassador at large on religious liberty, you know, when he flew to China last year, his first words when he got off the plane, he says China has declared a war on religion and China will lose. And he also spoke up personally on behalf of the Uyghur. And then for the rest of Ambassador Brownback's events, no one showed up. So he just flew to Taiwan. I appreciate his spirit. What can we do? Those of us sitting in our homes, you know, I still find a lot of my friends, my neighbors, people in my church have never even heard the word Uyghur. What is it that we can do to help bring awareness to the plight of, like, as you said, it's the greatest cultural genocide and real genocide since the Holocaust?
I would say get educated. Google the word Uyghur. Who are they? Are they who the Chinese government or the Chinese regime say they are? Are they really these dangerous people that are set to destroy the lives of many? So I would say educate yourself. Once you've educated yourself, educate others. I mean, we have this amazing tool, social media. Get on Twitter, get on Facebook, follow the work that I do, follow the work that my Facebook page, Talk to East Turkestan, does. Get educated. And because there is so much Chinese propaganda, soft power of Chinese propaganda happening in your own American universities, in your own American newspapers, they are able to, China Daily, People's Daily, Global Times, they are allowed to print articles in your own American newspapers. So against this narrative of lies, people need to find the truth. They should follow your podcast, find out what's happening on InfoWars, on the Alex Jones Show. Get educated and don't be deceived by Chinese communist lies. This is Cold War II in the making. We're probably already in the midst of the Cold War, and hopefully the United States, the free world, the voiceless come out on top.
You know, you have to be relentless. I, on social media, I've shared articles from, like, The Economist on the plight of the Uyghur, and it's been removed from Facebook for violating community standards. So I'm not only hopeful that Congress has got this bill on the president's desk, I'm excited about the president's war with Twitter, Joe Rogan moving from YouTube to Spotify. I'm hoping some of these moves open up. And they soften their censorship so we can begin to communicate. Have you found that the big companies like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube have been blocking accurate information on what's happening in East Turkestan?
Yes, yeah, so especially on our Talk to East Turkestan page, we have been shadow banned. So there will be periods throughout the year, normally when we share something, where we get thousands of views or thousands of shares, but suddenly we only get tens of shares, and we realize that Facebook does this, Twitter does this as well, and we recently found that many of my friends who are Uyghur activists have been having their accounts blocked or temporary.
We've got 9 seconds.
So
make sure everyone follows Arsalan.
Follow me. Exactly. Follow this and share the news.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Welcome back to Hour 4 of the Alex Jones Show. I am your guest host, Jason Jones, coming to you from the great state of Hawaii. And pretty soon, I hope you'll be able to visit us again. But we do have a nitwit leftist governor, as Tucker Carlson referred to our governor, Governor Ige, as last night. We have the least COVID deaths, actually zero COVID deaths, I think less than 20 COVID-related deaths, but the most draconian shutdown. And we're approaching 35% unemployment, but I hope someday soon you can come and visit us. We're going to need everyone we can to come back and help us rebuild our economy. What I love about the privilege of guest hosting this show is that this is a global, influential audience. And so to be able to bring on Arslan to speak for the Uyghur, who have had no voice through the mainstream media, onto this show and speak to this huge audience, this influential audience, is a privilege. When a friend of mine who is a documentary filmmaker from Brazil contacted me yesterday and was telling me about how fearful it is for people in Brazil to show public signs of support for their president, Bolsonaro, how afraid journalists are for accurately covering the story in Brazil. It doesn't toe the WTO line. Journalists have literal fear for their life. I said, Guto, you got to come on the Alex Jones Show and share what's happening in Brazil with the world. Hey, brother, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jason.
How are you doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm hearing you. I'm hearing you. You hear me?
I can hear you perfect. So what just happened in Brazil, and what is the fear? Why do journalists have fear? Why has fear been instilled in them?
Well, I'm living, as you know, we met last time in January, and I'm living in Italy. I'm living in Europe last 10 years. And even though I'm in contact with Brazil all this time, through the work as an artist, I'm a musician, and I'm producing my first documentary, as you said. And well, the thing is, I was here in contact with some friends in Brazil yesterday, and then I just read that a friend of mine, I was working with him in a project in Rome in October. He said, you know, the federal police, they just came to my place today, and they took my computer and my mobile and everything. So I was completely surprised about that. And actually yesterday, the highest court of the Republic, the Supreme Federal Court, actually in a very unexpected movement, they brought out an inquiry, the number 4781, and they search and they make search and seizure warrants in the residence of 29 people in Brazil, between journalists, businessmen, and these 29 people, they were somehow connected to a public support of President Bolsonaro. So it's something very,
it's reminiscent of what, it's reminiscent of what happened here to Roger Stone. It's hard to believe that people could be persecuted because of their friendship with the president. And that we're seeing this happen in Brazil. It's because, and where is the power and influence coming from inside of Brazil to arrest journalists, to raid their homes? It's coming from globalists, a very powerful. We've already seen what Soros has done to Brazil, by the way. He has a long history of being very savage to Brazil. So we see the globalists, their influence in the courts, and how if you are trying to report accurately, because the COVID narrative for Brazil is part of the global scare tactic, right? They have to control. Bolsonaro wanted to keep his country open and didn't follow the draconian suggestions from WTO. So now he needs to be the example. So those narratives have to be consistent. So any journalist trying to get accurate reports, accurate numbers, you're saying is now finding their homes raided, and the court upheld those seizures?
Yeah, exactly. So, for instance, there's a channel in Brazil called Terça Livre that came out actually even before Bolsonaro was elected. It's a conservative channel, independent, and they have like millions of followers. And yesterday when they were doing a live, talking about what happened yesterday, they had like 10 more audience than CNN in Brazil. I mean, it's huge. The independent media in Brazil is growing. And just to understand how bad it was yesterday, Alan dos Santos, he lives in Brasilia, the capital of Brazil right now. He rented a place where he lives, where he works, and everything, you know. His channel is growing, but he's working really hard. You know how is it working as an independent journalist or a filmmaker and so on. But Alan dos Santos has two kids, and his wife is pregnant in the ninth month, right? And the police came with the guns into his house, you know.
This is a global French Revolution, Guto, from Italy to Brazil to East Turkestan. Yeah. This is, as Alex was saying, for over 20, 30 years now, that there's a war for our minds, that this is a prison planet. We now officially live in a prison planet. I think it's fair to say this is now a prison planet. And the reason I wanted you to have you on is I wanted people to know what's going on in Brazil, but to inspire Americans, because we are, of everyone on the planet Earth, we are the ones that are in the best position to fight back. You know, great, thanks be to God, we have InfoWars, and we have alternative media. Is there something like InfoWars in Brazil? Is there alternative media trying to tell the truth in Portuguese about what's happening?
Absolutely.
With this new world order, there is?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I was talking about Alan dos Santos, that they're all day long with I think Alan actually met Alex Jones personally last year, I guess. But there is one of the roots of this, let's call revolution, this in Brazil, of this answer to the liberals and to this new order. It's a philosopher from Brazil that lives in the U.S., Olavo de Carvalho. He's living in the U.S. Actually, one of the reasons is because he has much more freedom to criticize. He's living in the U.S. since the government of Lula, and he has much more freedom to criticize the government living outside Brazil. Because probably Olavo de Carvalho, this great philosopher, if he lives in Brazil, he would live in Brazil right now. He probably would be, one of these 29 people. He would be one of those, you know. And I think it's really important. You talked about, you know, this connection. I'm living in Europe here, but I just to understand how this is not new in Brazil. When I composed the music for a documentary about Olavo de Carvalho, about this philosopher, like 4 years ago or 5 years ago. And since the moment I was connected, you know, I'm an artist, first of all, and I was connected, my name was connected to his name.
We have about a minute left.
Just to explain, I lost a lot of jobs there, you know. I lost a lot of jobs in Brazil because they connected my name to a guy that is conservative.
Gucho, and that's why I wanted to have you on. You know, we have just about a minute left because from Hong Kong to East Turkestan, to people who now are not allowed to farm across the Middle East, in India, in Africa, they're going to starve to death. Bolsonaro has been fighting for his people. Food insecurity is a real problem, has been a real problem in Brazil. Famine is something that they would really have to worry about, not COVID. So to have a president who's resisting this globalist, homogenized state, and to find that even Brazilians in Brazil can't defend their own president. Guto, I want to thank you for being on the air, because that one, I wanted that to be the message of this show today, guys.
Thank you. Dave.
This is a new normal. This is a new normal. We're being fatigued. We're being maybe lulled a little bit to sleep. We're being rope-a-doped. We need to stand up. We need to reopen our economy. We need to fight for our free speech. We need to get the stories out there that the media are censoring, like what's happening in the courts in Brazil, like what's happening in the streets in Hong Kong or in Minneapolis. And we need to promote the incomparable dignity of the human person, the law above the laws of man, and we need to kick distant unelected bureaucracies out of our communities. From Hawaii, Jason Jones. Aloha. Thanks, good.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendivite.